isn't all redemption or experience or salvation. Recovery from sin, blessings in life as an unbeliever believer, most of the things we're going to look at are for believers. Does that set me free? Which sets you free? In the true understanding of spiritual freedom, which sets you free? Law, list, do, and be, versus just trust me. Just trust me. Which sets you free? This one enslaves. This one shackles. This one I have to think about. Am I repenting enough? Am I sorry enough? Have I confessed enough? Have I done enough sacraments of the church? Have I done this enough? Have I done that enough? This enslaves. This sets you free. What's the truth of the gospel, people? What is the truth of the gospel that we studied in Galatians? The truth of the gospel is, I, God, will do it. Trust me. That's all you have to do. I, God, will do everything. Just trust me. I'm God. Which God do you want to worship? Which God do you want to serve? This God enslaves. This God is free. You shall know the truth. Verse 8:3. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Your understanding of who and what God is going to determine whether or not you're set free, my friend. If your understanding of God is that you've got to be for Him, then that does not set you free from the law, from lust, from work, from enslavement. That doesn't set you free. Those of us that have been truly saved by just faith in Christ alone, just faith in Christ only, faith only and alone, that's freedom. Galatians 5, He set us free. Just trust Him. Same thing with the spiritual life. What is the Holy Spirit? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, boom, there's liberty. Just trust me. You want to restore from sin? Trust me. You want to be transformed into the image of Christ? 2 Corinthians 3:18? Just trust me. You want love? Trust me. Yeah, but I thought I had to do this and do that. No. Trust me. I get it. My burden is light. Just trust me. Which sets you free? These are the questions you have to decide. Which really sets you free? I've got to do something for God and be sure I've done it, or I just trust Him. There's nothing I can do for Him. I trust Him. The knowledge of truth is that sets you free. The truth of the gospel. God does, we receive. That's all faith is. Faith is passive. Faith receives what God has done. I am free from work. I am free from doing. I am free from labor. I just trust Him, and God did. What's your view of God? Which God do you worship? Look at 8:40. Chapter 8, verse 40. But as it is, you were seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth. Truth about what? Truth about God. Concerning God. Now, we could go through the long readings, and I had it down, but I decided not to do it for the sake of time, comparing Satan, herein there is no truth, but Jesus Christ revealing the Father. But look at verse 40. But as it is, you were seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth. People who are always, we saw this in Galatians, who are the ones that are always going to be attacked? The ones teaching grace and truth and faith. The bond woman, of the son of the bond woman always kills the son of the free woman. All you have to do is start teaching faith, grace and faith. Faith only, faith alone, for salvation one or salvation two. And you're going to come under severe attack. So they try to kill him. Look what it says. As I told you the truth, which I heard from God, this Abraham did not do. So here we're dealing with the revelation concerning the truth of God, who and what God is. He told the truth concerning God, how to know Him, how to come to Him, how to be restored to Him. Look at John 14. Staying in the context. I hope this is flowing for you. It's going to get even better. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Okay? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the true way to Him. So Jesus Christ is, God is truth. Jesus Christ being God, He is truth. What about the second sending? The Holy Spirit. Look at 14:17. 14:6, I am the truth. 14:17, the Spirit of truth. That is the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold Him or know Him. But you know Him because He abides with you and will be in you. Spirit of truth. I thought Jesus Christ was truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. God the Father is truth. How many times have we seen this? Don't get bogged down with this thing. And I know I sound so horrible, but you know, Jesus is Lord, and this, that, the Lordship of Jesus Christ and everything.